Is God's call on Uganda. And it is God's worldwide call.
Africa, Uganda.
As he based in Africa, Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I told you that Uganda was called to lead. Lifting banner of truth of the word of God.
Africa.
Explain the true identity of Africa. Or the true image of Africa. Then Africa will stand in the gap for God and for the world.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Uganda.
That if Uganda, we don't come out
and
lead in lifting banner of truth of the word of God, that which explains the true identity of Africa or the true image of Africa, we are going to be like we've put a hindrance. Africa not standing the gap for God. For God and for the whole world.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Every day that you read in that Isaiah 18 verses 1 to 3. Let's read there, we see.
Isaiah chapter 18
verse 1.
Wowe, ensi eyoko kwa kwa ya kwebiwa watiro, elie mitala we miga jakusi.
Woe to the land with wearing wings, which is beyond the rivers of Ethiopia.
Olinyoroko biri.
Verse 2.
Etuma ababaka kunyanja mubibaya kumazi, ngeyogera anti mugende, mwababaka abangu, elie gwanga egwanvu elepewe egwevu. Eri abantu ababanga abentisa kasokede babeerawo naguno gujwa eggwanga erigera era eririnyirira ddala ensi yaabwe emigga gigisazeemu.
That sends ambassadors by the sea, even in vessels of bulrushes upon the waters, saying, go you swift messengers to a nation tall and smooth of skin, to a people feared from their beginning until now, a nation powerful and treading down, whose land the rivers divide. Verse 3.
Mwemwe na abatula monsi, namwe nti namwe ababera kutakaliensi, ebendera bwewaniki wanga kunsozi, mula banga, ere kondere bweliko monte wanga, muli danga.
All you inhabitants of the world and dwellers on the earth, see, when he lifts up a banner on the mountains, and when he blows a trumpet, here. Yes.
Uganda.
Now Uganda.
Etaka.
A land.
Abantu.
A people.
Ere gwanga eridwa suwe migaja Ethiopia.
And the nation beyond the rivers of Ethiopia.
Kusibuko yo mugachira.
At the source of the River Nile.
Obo kumanyikidwa ngo mugagwe Misri.
Or also known as River of Egypt. We were called to lead lifting banner of the truth of truth of the word of God. In this aspect, as it explained the true identity,
the Africa.
True identity and the true image of Africa. Yes.
Africa is broken.
Africa to be empowered to stand in the gap for God and for the world. Even though we have an aspect in Africa re-evangelizing the world,
where
we still lift banner of truth of the word of God and the trumpet of everlasting gospel of salvation. But in this aspect of this program, Rise of the African Pillar, focus most to promote true identity of Africa or the true image of Africa.
Uganda.
Uganda. Right there you were called
to
lift banner of truth of the word of God. That which explains the true identity of Africa. Or the true image of Africa. That Africa may know itself. And may stand in the gap for God and for the world. That's why when you speak of the banner many times, we speak of the banner of truth. But truth is of the word of God. According to Isaiah 60 verse 4. Psalms 60 verse 4.
Zaburi esula yankaga noru nyiri orokuna.
Psalms chapter 60 verse 4.
Owadde ebendera abo abakutya oyolesebwe nti oyolesebwe olw'amazima.
You have given a banner to them that fear you, that it may be displayed because of the truth. Yes.
Owulidde bulungi nnyo.
Have you heard well? He's given the banner to them that fear him, those who fear his name, that it may be displayed because of the truth.
There's
truth which has to be risen in these very days. The truth concerning Africa.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now all those, summary to see them in this program. Raise of the African Pillar.
Program sokera dala mwezi omwende za GRAP.
The first program among the GRAP programs.
GRAP tegeza program is nuri de okimka kwempa ji Africa kwa wam.
GRAP main program focus on the general raise of the African Pillar.
Oba okimka kwa Africa.
Or the general raise of Africa on the global standard and stage. Now the first program, this one we speak of now, raise of the African Pillar. Focus to promote the true identity of Africa. Or the true image of Africa. Then Africa will be standing in the gap for God and for the world. Just as we began telling you that from when the 20th century began, yes,
at the beginning of the 20th century, that is 1900 AD.
God commanded the pillar of Egypt,
Africa,
to present the Africa. And is the last angel on the fourth corner of the earth. To uphold and give Africans potential to lift Africa on the global standard and stage. And this angel began to give different gifts,
special
gifts, talents. And talents. Yes. In the Africans within Africa, that they can do things which them are the global standards. We spoke of that pillar, Isaiah 19 verse 19, and we explained the pillar of Egypt,
Africa,
the present day Africa. Is that angel on the fourth corner of the earth? Yes.
Malaika wa Africa.
The African angel. In Revelation 7 verse 1.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we told you,
Malaika wa Africa,
that the African angel,
Africa ya
rero, that the Egyptian pillar of present the Africa,
and
is the last angel on the fourth corner of the earth. He works together with the four other colleagues of his in upholding this earth. The beginning of the 10th century,
1900
AD, the African angels commanded to lead all the other three angels. And the time is commanded to lead.
Influence
or leadership of this world change.
It
means shifted, came to Africa. And all nations, those who
world,
they felt that shift of influence is happening.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. For we showed in Hebrews that chapter 1 verse
7,
these angels, they are ministers. He turned them to pillars.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I think those ones have been able to summarize them, you understand them.
The
angel moves on to give special gifts. Special talents in Africa. There is an amazing awakening moving on.
We want to put in place factories.
We want to change education system.
There's
an awakening moving on.
Yet
runs at a high speed. But in summary, we end as you say,
Africa,
that the rise of the African pillar, the rise of the African pillar,
it's
what fulfills God's call on Uganda. God's worldwide call,
Africa, Uganda.
As he based in Africa, Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And
we tell you that Uganda was called
to
lift banner of truth of the word of God. That which explains the true identity of Africa. Or the true image of Africa. Then Africa will get potential to stand in the gap for God and for the world. And we tell you that Uganda is the land. Uganda was written off in the Bible as the land, the people, and the nation beyond river of Ethiopia at the source of the Nile or the river of Egypt. And it has to lift the banner of truth of the word of God, which explains the
Africa
identity of Africa. Yes.
Which
explains true identity of Africa or the true image of Africa. This will give Africa potential. And the more we do this, the angel responsible to losing power, he loses it. I want to tell you this as I conclude. The summary of what we are to see in that program, Rise of the African Pillar.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because many we've read Isaiah 18, verse 1 to 3. Uganda give a lift the banner. But Psalms 60, verse 4. Explained of the banner of truth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But this,
Africa,
the African,
Misri,
the pillar of Egypt,
Africa ya lero,
the present Africa,
and
is the last angel on the fourth corner of the earth. In him is the extreme powers of the Holy Spirit. In him is the extreme powers. The extreme powers of the Holy Spirit. Those which uphold this earth. Yes. The pillar of Egypt, the present day Africa. And is the last angel on the fourth corner of the earth.
Yarimu obusukurumu.
In him is the extreme powers of the Holy Spirit. Those which uphold and upon which they govern this world. Yes. I want to tell you like this. Who knows the Holy Spirit when he came on this world where he lives? Yes. Where does the Holy Spirit live when he came on this world? For he came, he's right here.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When the Holy Spirit had just come down in Acts chapter 2,
the
authority of all his power, most of his powers, he first put it in the Asian pillar. The Asian angel. He's come changing. Until now, most of the power
Africa.
Of the Holy Spirit sits in the African pillar.
And
people call the Holy Spirit.
Manjava.
Do you know where he come from? After coming on this earth, do you know where he lives? He lives in the four pillars of the
earth.
But anytime he calls a continent, change the extreme of that power. The others retain, but the extremism of power, it takes it to that pillar which stands in them. And the world wonders. The power has shifted to the other side.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because when you read Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. You are going to write it down. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. The Holy Spirit came down. But where does he live? Where he
bases
to manifest as he works. Yes. He lives in those pillars of the earth. All authority is right in there. Now anytime he calls a continent, he changes extreme power to put it in the
influential
continent which he has called, then it appears influential in the world. And it's one leading, and even that power they feel it. And they say, but what has happened? We are going to read Samuel. Write Acts, you read it yourself.
1
Samuel chapter 2 verse 8.
Samuel ekisoke sura yokubiri n'olinyoro 8.
1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 8.
Ayimusa nti ayimusa abavu okubajja mu nfufu. Asitula abetaaga okubajja mu rubungo. Okubatuuza awamu n'abalangira. Basikire entebe eyekitiibwa kubanga empagi z'ensi za Mukama era yateeka ebintu byonna okwo.
He raises up the poor out of the dust and lifts up the beggar from the rubbish to set them among princesses and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the world upon them. Have you heard what he does? When is to lift this who have been poor? Like African state we've been in. You see what he does?
He
raised the poor out of the dust. Those beggars. He lifts the beggars. You've understood who the beggars are
like
been. The African way has been. How does he do it?
He
lifts up with the princesses. He makes them inherit thrones of glory. How does he do it?
But
the pillars of the earth are the Lord's. They are the Lord's. Upon them he put the world. He sets the world upon all those pillars. You can see a wave. All nations now believe in Africa. The power in the pillar of the African angel in that time. What happens there? Now the problem.
Africa,
we don't know what's moving on well. As I speak of now, someone say, that's a dream we have to wake up. Someone still says it's still a dream.
Well,
they don't know even how they are done. What happens? The shifting to happen. Why? Asia in the entire BC.
It was
on top in all the fame. And people don't ask.
In
the beginning of AD. After this resurrection of Jesus. Why did Europe become famous then? And people don't ask.
1800,
when it came Eddie, why did America turn to be influential? Because its pillar was one which rose then. Till the 20th century began, 1900
Eddie.
Prophecy began to be released, now Africa is to rise. Now, God tunes things on the four corners of the earth. All those I saw them in the heavenly journey.
Wow.
God shared in the third week of the month. We see the heavenly journey. I saw all the power. The extreme power of the Holy Spirit shift from the American pillar and enter the African pillar.
Amen.
Others retain power just to support the
influence,
but they can no more influence the world. And their powers, voices rising in the midst of Africans and that are powerful.
And
no more touch had pressed them, suppressed them.
Amen.
Now,
the problem which is this time. Those on the watchtower, the grid of this world, the watchtower of Africa.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Those on the watchtower.
Africa,
most are in the grid of this world, the hand of God, take it. Yet the other nations,
the
other continents, they are worried of it. And they think we are going to pay them as they oppressed us. Yet we are not going to do like that. For the others are our children.
Amen.
Yes. The others are our children.
Africa is the motherland of the world.
Africa yenakaza dewensiona.
Amen.
The
others left their fatherland, mother went to settle there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You go search.
what I'm telling you now.
Kubanga batandika nokutanga bagamba naye kyekiddako.
They began to even fear asking what is next now. Even some of the wicked began to come out. And they said, let's eliminate their population.
Human resource.
For right then, we would have reduced it.
But
according to the growth of the population,
how they get
wise to work, we shall not be able to stand them. And they said, let's get away.
One
pick of the way.
But
some of the leaders allowed them when they have not searched about them. The way of limiting giving birth in Africa.
I've
not yet said that give birth without planning. No. But stopping us to give birth, it's bad.
It's
so bad when you use family planning. When one uses it to give birth again, it's a struggle. Family planning, I want to give birth, it's easy. Yes. But right now, brethren, there's even an injection I fear of most now. They inject you when you are being operated. You may not be able to give birth to six or even three. It begins to put back pains in you. But it we need to search and analyze it. Yes. All family planning, doing family planning is not bad. The evil side of it is here. Now, we from children and talk to God, from girls. There are fibroids in there. We operate them before they have given birth. Operating them. Fibroids from them, not children from them. And they know it. Injecting in the backbone, they know it. You're going to get old immediately. Population is reduced. But let us leave those things. You should not stone us, you leave us. We've just spoken about it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But brethren, as I finish, what surprised most, that Holy Spirit, when he's in the fourth pillar of the earth, he is the last angel in the fourth corner of the earth.
Marika wa Africa.
The African angel. Again, all power when he moves it to appear in the whole world. He bases it here in Uganda. For the sign of the longest river, the River Nile. He said, when you believe inside you,
you
four rivers of living waters. But that spoke of the Holy Spirit to be given us. Even that sign of the River Nile, it's so important to see where there is a source of all waters which spread the world. Comes out from the under the earth. It begins to spread the dry land of this earth. Now God prepared that the longest move of the Holy Spirit, that to take the longest time to the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ, it will spring from Uganda.
Amen.
The truth is like this. Many people we call the Holy Spirit. We don't know where I come from.
kibo kiri
is not that
abera ngawa
where does he live
osa ajako portion nate kako mchi
he takes portion puts within us yes
na yiye ngava abera wa
wali where does he come from where does he live because he's around
zaburi 119 musavune 10 agamba
wetena yonaja akola 139:7-10 he say every place he is there
na yasinzira huko kunaona
where does he best to spread everywhere
umwe mtu kuva badenga akola
bwa spirit has been doing it like this
aina base ya
he has a base where he lives
portion ya manyiga gasingo bunje
portion of his extreme powers they are right there
pillars is on nyeza
the pillars of the four corners of the earth
era sarawonga bwikiri lero
and it decides as it is today
manyiga gasinga na garabisa mumpaji ya Africa
most power manifested in the African pillar
nawe gabagarabisa
but when it manifests
atiga ita mu imaginary lines
it passes through the imaginary lines
zinuze muita longitude
the latitude the equator
mwigayita
is where they pass
ne garabika wano
and it appears here
ni ari ara bikubuli yako
who has ever seen its way
pulida manyi gaga kolashi
have felt power
gayita huwa
passing where
line hizo nikati wano wezili zitamu
those lines even here they are moving
era abantu we marokwetereza
and after people line themselves
awungarabika
he appears there
kuba of course ali wonanga aita mwezo line
for of course is in every place pass through those lines
afutuka eri muchi
mumpaji from the pillar
aita mwezo imaginary
lines passing through imaginary lines
era kati wano sosiye waimu wafutuka oburunji
yeah is so sway sports well
wali ikweta wera bikira
where the equator appears
amen
oruwe bitamanyikidwa
there are things not known
era abantu baluusa katunda labika mfusa
people think perhaps God is a magician
katunda akolere mirimu jemitegeke burunji
God works and his works are prepared well
tiba kulima ndo moyo akora atia
they should deceive that the spirit where does it come from
bwemuta andiko kwewa yone musaba ita mwezo line
if you begin to dedicate yourself in prayer it pass through those lines
tuvura ba wale vintu byotamba
there things you didn't know
mubiko abatume
in acts
sureshoka
chapter 1
ebule gani wabawo kuuma
bible say and there was the rushing of the wind
no kukaka
and
bwona akakanyesola gawa
when you shake the world you go where
eri kunzonda zayo
on the corners you shake it
Yali arwa akatira obuyinza bwe wali muchi
he was resting in poverty in the pillars of the earth
na yera budania mutufu
still he proves right
wabo ya marokore sinajuwa nita no obuyinza
kwa mama after he upheld it with the authority of his power
amen
na hivi you not jabira program wenu
those who shall see them in this program
raise
of the African pillar
tuli kunyanjula yayo tuchagenda
introducing it still going
tuli mchitundu ngacha yakomeka
we are like which parts
musemesa ko mchitundu cha
yakomeka ija jako which part in that program
ngacha yamsamu
like part 7
ee
yes
tugena kumanya bulikam kuno gwe mulembe
this is the generation
we tugena okola bulichindunga tuchimanya
we are going to do everything when we know it
kubanga yagamba
because he says
abali manya katonda we bali kulebya chi
those who will love their God we do exploits
kuno gwe mulembe wotagena ita moyo mtu kufunga tomanyi wa
generation
java jabera ngo manyi nayo
you know call the Holy Spirit you know where he comes where he lives you know even where he comes and where he lives
nengeri jarabika mungu
jimani the way he appears
aita wa
he pass where
okuma ku bantu bano
touching these people
bunaba kuma ku waya zilia
only touch them the wires
aba waya linga ku waya
he just wires on every person
amen
kadi vurijo tubade tuulira moyo uya arabisi
he had the spirit as a
uya arabisi
he's peered
ava
where
asura wa
is he coming from his sleeps where
Yes abuna wona
Yes it spreads everywhere
Na abuna yati
It spreads there how
Aita mwezo la
ini He pass through imaginary lines
Katiruria badenga sinzira mumpaji ya America
Now before he based in the American
Arabika mu America mumanyi
appeared in America in power
Arabika mumpaji ya
ya Africa African pillar
Physical and spiritual
Mubuli wode mu byomoyo
Agaba manya agaba manya
power
Obanyi bwe nali munugendo
lwekulu nalaba the heavenly jana I saw
emirimu ejikolewa wasi wenyu banenti nanyu
done under the sun I feared
the dimension of powers.
I saw the dimension of powers. Dimension of powers shifts. Today when you go in reality,
you search Equator
past Africa. They
show
upon it there are special powers which added in on it which wasn't there before.
They
even see another protection on it.
Yes.
Go search and you will see that. Me, I said
God
has sampled people for testifying about what I say.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, testifying about it.
Hallelujah.
He told me work together with him. He said, I help him.
It's
working and doing the greatest part. Putting the witness of things I speak of. I speak with authority, with proof. I don't doubt.
Hallelujah.
Aren't you in a few days you will see it? I told you last time. I remind you. I told you confusion in Uganda. From which year?
2026.
From elections onwards. Where has it reached now? Where has it reached now? He spoke of greed of positions and fighting for them. Where has it reached?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So,
we are to see those in the program. Rise of the African pillar. As we promote true identity of Africa. Or the true image of Africa.
Africa
to stand in the gap for God and for the world.
Then
the rise of the African pillar
is
what fulfill God's call on Uganda. God's worldwide call based in Africa, Uganda.
Uganda,
it has to lead lift banner of truth of the word of God, which explains the true identity of Africa, or the true image of Africa. Anytime we do that, and the other angel lose the other power of the Holy Spirit, Africa special talent and gifts, and they get boldness to stand. That's where we Uganda we are holding. Introduce God's ultimate agenda. Building a one perfect Africa.
Opa.
That is standing the gap for God and for the world. Let's wait next Sunday. We shall come speak of the second program called the Africa Yawamu Etukiride. Focus promoting the unity
Africa
and salvation of Africa. May God bless you. Let's move on with another service. We praise. We worship God. We welcome visitors. We go back in the words. And then we leave this place. May God bless you.